Okay, today is Daf Ayin Aleph. We are on Ayin Aleph, unlike 7.5 years ago. And we are on the fourth line. So yesterday we ended off as follows. There are two limudim in the Torah. Two times the Torah said that two people cannot eat a Karban Pesach. One is a mumar, we'll call that an apikaret, whatever that is, and one is an arel. So the Gemara wants to know now, why can't you learn one from the other? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. V'istrach, you can't learn one from the other. They're both necessary. Istrach lemichtav arel, v'istrach lemichtav kal ben nechar. It had to say an arel, and it had to say a ben nechar. Why? Because of Rachmana arel. Had it only said arel, mishum, demoyeth. That's moyeth. Moyeth means repulsive. It's repulsive to Hashem not to have a rishmila. Avol ben nechar. Okay, so you have philosophical questions. You have hashkafa problems. It's a little mus. It's not mus. Aim, I would say, lo. But a guy with hashkafa problems, if he wants to, the guy wants to, because the guy comes to shul and davens and he wants to put on tefillin, he gets a check mark for that, I guess. Right? So a guy wants to put bring Karban Pesach, why not? No, Karban Pesach is different. Had it only said that a mumar can't bring a Karban Pesach, mishum de'ein li b'la shemayim. His heart's not in the right place. Aval arel delibo lashemayim, but an arel whose heart's in the right place. Either he can't have a bris milah because his brothers didn't have one, his brothers died, or he's afraid. Or he's a coward, right? For whatever reason, his parents never gave him one, and he can't do it himself.
So that guy couldn't have a bris milah because of his brothers cannot have
it. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Rashi says such a person is considered an arel. And Tos says, well, that's not an RL. If you can't have a bris milah because your brother, that's not, you're an honest, you're not an RL. He says, an RL is you do a b'mezid. I refuse. Why didn't his father do it? That's a separate kasha. Ema lo, I would have said that Aval RL, Delibal HaShemayim, RL has his heart in the right place. He just can't. Ema lo, I would say he's not prohibited and he can. That's why the Torah said both. Now,
this time about an RL that two of his brothers died.
We said it's a machlokas.
So what? So how?
He still wants to.
How would it be otherwise to leave a Rishamayim?
No, in other words, he believes in Hashem. He's just a coward. That's a pretty big. He's afraid. It's a pretty big operation. Uh-huh. So are you firm? Of course. Do you text on Shabbos? Of course not. I can't bring myself to do this. Okay. Right. That's all. So he's a good person. He just can't. He's an adult. It's hard, very hard. He can't get over that hurdle of giving himself a bris milah. That's all. Doesn't mean he's not a mumar. So now next, mimenu lamali. Now there's a gzeirah shava of mimenu. It says al tochlal mimenu na boshel mevushel. Don't eat from it raw, half cooked, whatever. And then it says mimenu by noser lo sosir mimenu ad boker. What do we learn from that? Kilukadiraba amar v'yitzchak. That we learn from Rabba. In the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, which will be in 3 days from now. So we'll do it in 3 days from now. Okay? No, it is. An ayin dalet. We're going to do that. Omar Mar. Now we said yesterday, Rabbi Akiva Omer, again, how did we know that somebody, we were talking about a Toshav and a Sachir, that a Toshav and a Sachir, the Torah says, cannot eat Truma, and Toshav and a Sachar cannot eat Truma, and a Toshav and a Sachar, yes, have to bring a Karban Pesach. Who's the Toshav and a Sachar? In Eved Ivri. Just like a Toshav and a Sachar must bring a Karban Pesach, and an Orel cannot bring a Karban Pesach, so there's a Gzeir Shava that an Orel cannot eat Truma. That's what we said yesterday, remember? That's how we started off yesterday, that whole Gemara. An Orel can't eat Truma. Rabbi Akiva said, who needs that complicated drasha? It's very simple. It says, ish. Ish means a full ish. A guy with a mila. Rabbi Akiva Omar, we said yesterday, Rabbi Akiva Omar, ain't a tarach. I don't need that whole complicated gzeir shava. Harehu Omar, ish. It says, ish. Larabos es ha'arel. To include an arel.
Why wouldn't that be b'mayit an
arel? Ah, ve'ema. That means Larabos as a RL, that is to include an RL that is excluded.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Right? Ema, maybe it means Larabos has an Onain. Maybe it means to include an Onain, that an Onain's not allowed to eat Truma. Maybe that's what it means. By the way, why would it mean, why are we picking an Onain out of left field? Because an Onain's not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, which is a funny thing. Maaser Sheni, which has less Kedusha, he's not allowed to eat. And Truma, which is much more Kedusha, he's allowed to eat. So maybe it means an Onain. Says the Gemara, Amar B'Yosi B'Chanina, Amar Kra. No, it says V'chal Zor. Any Zor. Any foreign person. Zaros Amar Tilucha. I'm talking about a foreign person, V'lo Aninus, not Aninus. Well, who's a foreign person? An Arel. He's a foreigner. He has an Arel. He doesn't have a Bris Milah. He's an Arel. So why is that more of an Arel than, why is that more of, an, of a Zor than a guy who's an Onain? He's an Onain. He's a Zor. I'm just labeling the guy, not explaining himself. So you might ask that question. Ema v'lo arelus. Maybe it means no. Maybe it means the guy doesn't have bris milah, but an Onain. Why are you picking one over the other? Haksiv ishish. Well, it says ishish. So that's so. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Umay rois. Why is that better? Why are you picking an Onain can eat truma and an arel can eat truma? Why? What made that distinction? Umay rois. Why you pick that over that? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Mistabra Arelus Havalil Rubui. It makes much more sense to say that an Arel can't eat Truma. There's much more things about an Arel that are much stricter. What are they? Shekain, Maisim, Krusim, Bidavar, Ha'avid. What does that mean? Number one, Mechusaki Maisa. Number one, you didn't do anything. You're lacking a Maisa. By an Onain, you're not lacking a Maisa. This is what Hashem did to you. One of your relatives died, so you became an Onain. Not lacking anything, you don't have to do anything. Here, you have to do something, meaning much more requirement on your part. There's much more something wrong with you if you don't have a bris milah. You didn't do something, right? You sat back and didn't do something. Number two, maisa begufo, it's on your guf, which we assume is something more severe than stam something in the house. Number three, monish kares, that's pretty big. Number four, yeshna lefnei adibor, it's so important bris milah, it's before Matan Torah. Number five, milas zichrav v'avadav ma'akeves. The mila of any males or any avadim in your house prevents you from eating the Korban Pesach. Your son doesn't have a bris mila, you can't eat the Korban Pesach. What kind of halach is that? You don't find that anywhere else. So the Gemara says, adarabah, just opposite. Aninus havalei l'rubui. Aninus is more severe. Why? Shekein, number one, yeshno b'chal shah. It applies at all times. Like Korban Pesach only once a year. This can be any time. Number two, regas banashim uvanashim. It applies to men and women, which the meal is only by men, obviously. And number three, the ain biyado l'sakinatmo. You can't fix it yourself. The only way you get out of aninus is you have to wait. Nothing you can do. By brismila, you can do something. Go get yourself a brismila. So the Gemara says, yeah, but hanach nefishin. But the arelus issues are more than this. This is three, and the arelus was five. By the way, we had this Gemara yesterday. It's the exact same Gemara yesterday. Rava Omar, even without the fact that Arelus is more, it still would tell me, I still would know that the Pasuk doesn't want a person who is an Arel to eat Truma, and the Pasuk doesn't care if the person's an Onain to eat Truma. Even without the fact that it's more. Why? Omar Kra, it says, Ish Ish. Any man. Ezehu Davar Sheyeshno Be'ish, Ve'eno Be'isha. What's something by a man, not by a woman? Havi Omer Zarelus. Bab Zarelus. Okay? Good? Now. Yesterday, we just said now, that Rabbi Akiva did not learn that an RL can't eat Truma from Tosha V'Sachar. He didn't learn that Zereshava. So now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva, hi, Tosha V'Sachar, my Avidle. So what does he do with those words, Tosha V'Sachar? What does he do with them? Right? Because we said yesterday, they're extra. I need you to tell me that an Eved Ivri has to be in Korban Pesach? That's obvious. Why not? So Amar Rav Shmaya, Lasuye Aruve Mahul, the Givoni Mahul. That other Arabs, or other people in the world that have a bris milah, they still can't bring a Korban Pesach. Right? Some Arabs or Givonim, whatever they are, some say these are B'nai Keturah, maybe they were makabel on themselves, Bismillah, whatever it is, they still can't bring a Karban Pesach. He asks the Rishonim, one second.
That's a solid question.
What?
Maybe they have a bris milah.
Exactly. However, the Rishonim point out that a mumar, even if he has a bris milah, can't bring it. So an Arab is not a mumar?
He believes in God.
Well, he believes in the Torah? Doesn't believe in anything.
What do you want from the guy? He can't be Shabbos. He's not Jewish.
Right? Exactly. He's not Jewish. So what? Why would I think he could bring a being carbon Pesach?
Because that mumar gets what he needs to learn.
What? I'm saying he's not rejecting anything. He's not rejecting the Torah. He's rejecting what he has.
That's what the Rashi answer is. The Rashi answer is that a Jew who doesn't believe in the Torah is worse than a from Arab. You hear? Guy's an Erlich Arab, such a thing. It's a Givoni. The Erlich Givoni. Right? He's a good man. He does his things, right? The Erlich Givoni. That's better than a Jew who's a Mumar. So maybe, did the Chav mean it to say he could bring a Karban Pesach? He can't. Did the Chav mean it that he could? Right? He can't because the Torah says that's what you learn from Toshav and Tzachir. Vahani, one second.
Because
he has a bris milah.
Can bring a carbon pesach because the Yitzis Mitzrayim? They're celebrating Yitzis Mitzrayim? Well, how are they kind of shaykhs that they have afterwards?
They have no shaykhs to that, but.
They can bring
other kabbalahs, not her.
It's a bris milah.
Right. So what is it? Why are they bringing it? It's Jewish identity.
Right.
Maybe they saw the movie Exodus, Gods and Kings, and now they want to participate in that. Who knows? You never know, right? Who knows? So the Gemara, what? Yeah, exactly. So the Gemara says, one second. Vahani mulaninu? These people, even a guy, an Arab or a Givoni that has a bris milah, is that considered mahul? Why? Vahatanan, there's a Mishnah, like the famous Mishnah, it says like this. Konim shani nene la arelim. I make a neder, I'm not going to have any hana from arelim. From people that don't have bris milahs, I don't want them mowing my lawn. I don't have anything to do with those kind of people. If someone makes such a neder like that, mutter ba'areli Yisrael, you're allowed to have hanah from Yisrael that don't have a bris milah. Gesundheit. V'aser b'mulei avodei kachavim. And you can't have hanah from a guy that has a bris milah. Why? Because when you say arel, you mean the category of arelim. That means all goyim. A Jew is not considered an arel, even if it happens to be, he doesn't have a bris milah. So how can it be that? How can it be these people are called mol? And by the way, the opposite. Kodem shani nene lemulin. If someone says I'm only going to have enough from mulin, mutter bar mule avodik achavim. You're allowed to have enough from goyim that have for us of a really Israel, but not a really Israel. So what do you see?
It's just the opposite.
What? No, they changed the gears. I'm sorry. Kodem I think it's shani nene.
No, it's a flip side.
It's the flip of it.
It's the flip of it.
Right, but it's the two opposites. You just said if I'm not going to have anyone to know, also that means you're the guy.
It's one second. No, it's the konim shining in. No, konim means I'm not going to have enough. That's what I mean.
Right.
Whatever. I swear that it's also to be like a carbon. Konim shani nene lemulim. I'm not going to have any hana from anybody that has a bris milah. So, if a guy has a bris milah, you still had to have hana from him. Why? Because he's still called an arel. He's really an arel. And for us, the bareli as well. They're the ones that have to have a bris milah. He doesn't have one. He can't have enough from him. It's exactly the same thing. Yeah. What do you see from here? That a guy is not called a mol. Even if he has a bris milah, it's not called a mol. Ella, Gemara says you're right. Ella, that havamin is rejected. We never had a havamin that includes a guy. Never such a thing. Even with a bris milah. Ella, rather, lasuya ger, shamal, velo taval. That's what it includes. It includes a ger, who has a milah, but didn't go to the mikveh yet. Or v'katan shanol of kishu mol. Or a katan born with a bris milah already there, the kosavar, and he holds tzarich lahatif mimenu dambris. You have to do something. V'rabalazel l'taimei the amar ger shemal v'lo taval. If a ger has a milah without tevila, ger ma'aliyahu. He's a full fledged ger. In other words, the mikveh is not such a big requirement. The kosavar katan shenolad mahol. If a katan is born mahol. Ain't zarch lahatif mina dambris. You don't have to do a dambris. Nothing. Verbalaza.
We don't pass for it.
What?
We don't pass for it.
Right.
You still have to do something.
Right. So the point is, even though they're full-fledged Jew in every respect, they can't bring Korban Pesach. Okay. That's what you learn from Toshav and Zachir.
Oh, that situation, he would not, he couldn't, okay. He's a ger, he's mislacking tefillah.
Right, so we say that's a full, can he get an aliyah? Yeah. Can he be part of a minyan? Yeah. Can he bring Korban Pesach? Not yet. So, next. Rabbi Eliezer, hi ish my avdilei. What does he do with ish? Rabbi Kiva said, who needs all that ish? So Rabbi Eliezer rejected all that. He said it's Toshav and Zachar. So what does he do with ish? Nothing. Dibra Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam. That's how the Torah speaks sometimes. Okay?
Does he accept all his drushes?
What? What drushes?
No, doesn't
accept at all. 100% the machlokas. The machlokas on the bottom line. The machlokas is how you got there. Right. Okay, now, brand new question. We said that an Orel is not allowed to eat truma, right? An Orel is not allowed to eat truma, right? David, it's about Orels.
Yes, I know. I missed the mission yesterday.
An Orel is not allowed to eat truma, right? We all know. What now? We know that you're not allowed to it's not just eating truma. You're not allowed to anoint yourself with truma either. Truma oil. Let's say you have a baby who's not 8 days old yet. So he's an RL. Is he really classified as an RL?
No. He's not.
He's not Roy. So can you smear him with truma oil? Let's say he's a Kohen. He's a little boy, he's a baby. His father's a Kohen, he's a Kohen too. He didn't have he's 3 days old. There's a little rash over there, and the mother wants to put some truma oil on the rash. Is she allowed to? Is that considered an RL benefiting from truma or not?
That's my call.
That's the Kumar's question.
Boy Rami Bar
Ukva. Katan Arel. A katan Arel. Ma'ul Socha Beshemin Shal Truma. What's the story with smearing him with oil of Truma before the Mila? After the Mila is no kasha, he's a Mila. Before the Mila. Arelus Shalobizmana Ma'akva. Does Arelus before the Zman, is it still Ma'akiv? Alo Ma'akva. Or it's not Ma'akiv. He's not in the parish of Mili yet. So what do you want from this kid?
Yeah, but the mother is really doing it.
So that's a good point. The Rishonim asked that question. Let's say then the mother or the father is diminishing truma oil for a non-purpose. But then it's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to eat truma.
Right.
If you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to smear it. You can smear it on your son. It doesn't make a difference. It's not a problem.
He's older. She's allowed to smear it on him.
Correct.
It's not a problem.
Right. So Amr Zera Tashma.
If she wasn't married to this Kohen, and she while she's pregnant, she can't have. Does she have to wait till he's as the Mila, or just once
for,
he's born?
For what?
For the wife who's.
We said she's born. Has to be born.
That's it.
Yeah.
Not wait for me.
Correct.
Just born. Okay.
Correct. So Amr Zera Tashma. So now listen to this. You ready for this? The Torah says that anybody that doesn't have a bris milah in your house, you can't eat the Korban Pesach. That means if you have a son who doesn't have a bris milah, you can't eat the Korban Pesach. Right? You're disqualified. Right? Same thing with an Eved. But the Torah differentiates between an Eved and a son. Because there are two stages to the Korban Pesach. There's shechting it, which is called the Asiyah, which happens on the Erev Pesach in the morning, and then eating it, which happens at the Seder night, right? So the Gemara says like this. Now, what's going to happen is, what if a baby's bris milah is on Erev Pesach? That's going to be the question. So is that, you see from here, is that considered an RL? Right? So we're going to get to all that. There are two people that have to have a bris milah in your house. And if they don't, you can't eat the Korban Pesach. That's your sons and your avadim. Now there are two stages when this could apply. It could apply at the shechita, and it could apply at the eating. Shechita is at the Pesach in the morning. Eating is at the Seder. What if you buy an Eved in between? Let's say you shechted the Korban Pesach. You didn't have an Eved. Then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you buy an Eved. The guy doesn't have a bris milah. Can you eat the Korban Pesach at the Seder? At the Shechti, it was okay. Now, you went ahead and bought an Eved now, without a bris milah. So now, can you eat it? So we're going to get to that. That's a question, right? So here we go. Tashma. Ein li ela milas zichar of mishas asiya. The Torah only says that a son is a problem mishas asiya. Only when you shech the Korban Pesach, he has to have a bris milah. Okay? Vavadav. What?
If he has a bris milah after shechita, but before the...
No, the asiya comes first.
I understand that, but...
So that's the Gemara. How's that possible? How could you have a baby... How's that possible? Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. How is it possible for a baby to be okay shas asiya and not okay shas achila? How's that possible? How va'avadav, and the eved is only mishas achila. The Torah only says it's a problem mishas achila. So if you buy an eved in the middle of the day without a bris milah, you just ruin your Korban Pesach.
If you give
him
a bris, you
could
eat.
But if you buy an eved in the morning, you didn't have a problem. They went ahead and bought one in the afternoon. Now you come to the Seder, you can't eat the Korban Pesach anymore. Right? Rashi says, look at the Rashi, Ainli. Ainli. It's up where we are. Ainli.
I think
he said he's on the number of shekels. So now I'm saying the Torah had different stages for both. One stage for a child. And one stage for an eved, right? So Gemara says, Rashi says, Eli el la'akev Pesach, el amilas zicharav sheyesh lo shashatia. That's only a problem if your son didn't have a bismila, mishas asiya. The gabe milas zichrav ksiv, because by the mila of your son it says, va'oz yakriv la'soso, to do it. Hainu shchita. That means to do it. That means a shchita. Vigabe avadav, and by your servant, see if it says, va'oz yochalbo. If they have a bris milah, then you can eat it. Right? Tafilo hoyalo evid mashasasiyah. You didn't have an evid mashasasiyah. You didn't have an evid in the morning. But, vahoyalo mashasachila, but you got one later in the day. Ma'akvo bin achilas pescho. It prevents you from eating the Korban Pesach. Okay? So it's two different standards for the two different males in your home. Now the Gemara asks, "Menayin lita is amar shel zeh bezeh, v'is amar shel zeh bezeh." How do you know both times apply to both? That an eved is a problem mishas asiya or mishas achila, and a baby is a problem mishas achila or mishas asiya. How do you know both apply to both? Talmud lomar oz l'gzereshava. It's a gzereshava. Now the Gemara says, "One second, bishloma avadav." It makes a lot of sense how an eved the day could be split. Mishkachasla, I'll tell you why. The isnehu b'shas achila, you had such a person by achila. The lesnehu b'shas asiya, but you didn't have him b'shas asiya. Why? Kigon dizabdinhu b'ini b'ini. You bought him in between.
Right.
In between, you bought such an eved. Ela zicharav, but a baby. The isnehu b'shas achila. He's a problem, b'shas achila. V'lesnehu b'shas asiya. And he's not a problem later. Later. He's a problem in the morning.
He's in the morning.
What?
Achila is later.
Right. So how is it possible? How is it possible that you have a baby that's a problem in the morning?
Right.
He's a problem in the morning. He prevents you from eating in the morning, but he would not prevent you from... I'm sorry. He prevents you from shechting in the morning, but he would not prevent you from eating in the afternoon. How could that be? How could that be? No, it is possible. Mishkachas, how could that be? The lav, the isyalid, benasiyah, lachila. He was born between the morning and the Seder. He was born in the morning, after you shechted the Korban Pesach.
But
he's not an aral now. He's only one day old.
Oh, so,
what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That he is an RL.
The fact that it's a problem,
you see he's an RL. You hear this? Shmamina, arelus, shalobizmana, have arelus. You hear? Can't get better proof than this. We're going to have like six answers now why this is not a proof. Each one of these is medically more crazy than the next. Okay? You ready?
Having the fact that it wasn't machriv yet.
What? Oh, Amar Rava. Rava says, one second. Vitispera? Is that possible? Himolol kol zachar Amar Rachmana v'oz yakiv lasoso. It has to be that the problem existed before you shechted it and you ignored the problem. Right. In other words, I had a baby. He's 25 days old. I didn't give him a bris milah yet. Now it's Erev Pesach in the morning. What are you doing?
Right.
That's a problem. That's the issue. The high, La Bar Mehilu. He wasn't ready for a bris. He wasn't even born.
You have the other way, too. It's a problem. Let's say I want to eat carbon pesach. My whole family's waiting for the carbon pesach. So I decided he's a 6-day-old kid. I'm going to give him a bris.
No, so
you've done nothing.
What?
You've done nothing.
No, so there's no mitzvah. So Gemara's going to ask that question in a second. Right? So you hear the story? Yeah. The story is that can't be the case.
Yeah, what do you want from the guy? This
exactly. So what is the case? El, here's the case. Hachamai iskinan. Kigon shechot tzaltzo chama. The baby was sick. He was sick. So in the morning, you were an ones. That's no different than a 6-day-old.
Correct.
There's no chiyuv. You're an ones. That's not a problem. Then he got better. Then he got a problem. So why did you give him a spiel now in the afternoon? He got better. That's the story. That's a problem. So the Gemara says, one second. V'nesiv le kol shiva. One second. In such a case, you have to wait 7 more days.
You
have to wait 7 more days. Right? Damar Shmuel chalatzasu chama. If a baby's sick, but it's only a certain kind of sickness. It's a sickness because of chama. If he's sick, no sin lo kol shiva. You have to wait 7 more days. Davina le kol shiva. You have to wait 7 more days. Right? So, I'm sorry. That's the answer. The answer is the Avina le kol shiva. No, we already waited the 7 days. The 7 days of getting better is Erev Pesach. So the Gemara asks.
Yeah, but it'll be in the morning.
Oh, so v'nehalei mitafras. Why don't you give me a bris meal in the morning?
Right.
Serve macaroons and give me a bris meal. Serve whatever right, early in the morning. Erev Pesach bris. Give him a meal early in the morning. Why you wait? So you're an ones if you wait. Not you're an ones. You're poshe if you waited. So the Gemara says no. You know why? Because be'inon me'eis le'eis. You have to wait 24 hours from when he got better. And he got better at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, eis.
So the Gemara says 1 second. Va'ay va'tani luda yom habriyaso kiyom hivoldo. The day of getting better is like the day of birth. Ma yilav ma yom hivoldo lo be'inon me'eis le'eis. When a baby's born, you don't require 24 hours. He's born 5 minutes before Shkia. That's considered day one.
Right.
You don't have to wait 24 hours. 24 hours. So too for a health issue, you also don't have to wait 24 hours. The Gemara says low. No. The waiting for health is different than waiting for the when the baby's born. The ilu yom hivoldo, when the baby's born, you're right. Lo beinam eighth lays. You don't need the eighth lays. The ilu yom habraso. When it comes to an issue of getting better, the inam meish leis. You require meish leis. That so it's not a raya to our question. Whether a baby under eight days old is called an aral or not. Why? There's a whole different thing. The baby was sick in the morning, it was the seventh day, couldn't give bris mila yet. Now, you can give him a bris mila. So now the question was, is that considered a ma'ake from eating the carbon pesach? Right? And the answer is yes, because you didn't give him a bris mila. You could have and you didn't. Right? But it doesn't have to be a case of a baby born that morning to show you it's an aral. The baby was not born Erev Pesach. That's one answer. It's the first answer. Rav Papa Amar, it's a very similar answer. Kigon, dekoivle ene liyinuka. The baby was sick, but it was sick where you don't have to wait 7 days. Not every sickness has to wait 7 days. And v'ifah is baini, and it got better during the day. So why did 2 o'clock it got better? So give him bismila now. Why didn't you? You were poshea, you were negligent. Now it's the Seder night, you can't eat the carbon pesach. In the morning it was okay. Yeah, in the morning it was okay. The morning you were an ones, no question about it. The baby was sick, but he got better. And you don't have to wait 7 days. It's the same answer. Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer. Kigon, listen to this. Shahayu avi v'imo chavushin bebeis ha'asurin. The parents were in jail. They were in jail Erev Pesach in the morning, right? And Rashi says, chavushin b'shas asiyah. During the time of the bringing of the carbon pesach, shechting it, they were stuck in jail. Umitzvas mila muteles aleihem. The mitzvah of mila, listen to this, Rashi. The mitzvah of mila is on the parents. Vilo al acherim. It's not on other people. Vehem einon yicholin lasos es pischon. They were not able to bring a carbon pesach because they're in jail. Vishachat shluchin aleihem. But they sent a shliach to shecht it on their behalf. V'ashmi'inan kra, and the pasuk is telling us, shim yatzu b'shas achila, and if they got out in time, milas b'no ma'akavto, the mila of their son is ma'akev. In other words, the bris is supposed to be on the 8th day.
Erev Pesach.
they are stuck in jail. So they send the shliach to bring the Karban Pesach. Now they get out of jail 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they get a pardon. They're out. Now they didn't give the son a bismillah. They can't eat the Karban Pesach at night. Ask everybody, why couldn't they send a shliach to do the bismillah? It's difficult, Rashi. Rashi says no one else could do it. Right?
You
want
to be there for the party.
What?
You want to be there.
So,
they want to be there. Can't eat the
Karban Pesach. No, what do you mean they want to be there?
They wanted to be there. No, Sarah
Pesach. So, some answer, you see from here, that the only way to make Rashi make sense, why didn't he send someone to do the Mila? Some hold that it's maybe by bris milah might be different. If you're able to do the bris milah, you're not allowed to have a moel do it. You must do it yourself. Rashi might hold that. If you're able to do it yourself, you must do it yourself. No, so this father was able to do it himself. He was able to, so what? Right. No, then he got out. Very interesting.
So we have to know that he's getting out. Otherwise,
right.
Yeah.
Right? If you didn't know that, he'd say, yeah, do a shliach, because it's the eighth day. I guess he had to know that he was getting out of jail, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Next. Rav Kahana Omar, Rav Nachman Omar, Kigon, this is a different case now, Tumtum, it was a Tumtum, so we weren't sure if it was a male or a female. And then on Erev Pesach, Nikra, there was some kind of rip. V'nimtza zachar beini beini. And in between the bringing and the eating, you found out he really is a boy. So why don't you give him a bris milah now? You didn't give him a bris milah, you can't eat the Karban Pesach.
Because you bring him to the urologist first. That's what you're doing.
So why don't you go bring him? You have a whole day. Erev Pesach, you have nothing else to do.
Yeah, you know, 2 hour wait in his office.
That's another answer.
That's on my way to Florida.
Rav Shiravi Omar, another answer. Kigon Shahotzi Rosho Chutz Leprozdar. What happened was the baby was like half born.
On the seventh.
A week ago. The baby was half born a week ago and it stayed half born for a week. You hear this? I'm just reading you the Gemara. Shiyotzi La'avir. One second. Kigon Shahotzi Rosho Chutz Leprozdar. He sent the baby's head was halfway out, right? For all 7 days it was like that, right? Then when was the baby fully born? After you brought the Karban Pesach, but before the Seder, the baby came out fully. So now you should give him a bris milah now.
Wait, it's 8 days old. So
the Gemara says, 1 second, forget that. Umichai, how can a baby live like that? Can the baby live like that? Vatanya, kiven shiyatze la'avir olam. Once a baby's born, niftach hasasim. What was closed comes open. What's that? The mouth. That was closed. Now it comes open. Now you can breathe. Vinistam, and what was sealed, vinistam hapasuach, and what was open becomes sealed. The belly button.
Right.
Shel molei kain, because it's not for that. Ein yachol lachas afilu sha'achas. The baby can't live even for 1 hour. What Rashi says something which is impossible. Rashi says, 3 words, Mishum delo yonik, because it can't nurse. All the Achronim say that Rashi, it's a mistake. It can't be because it can't nurse. Baby can live 1 hour without eating.
Yeah, it can't breathe.
Right. There's a mistake in Rashi. It should say, Mishum shalo nashum. It can't breathe. That's the problem. Not it can't eat, can't breathe. Anyway, so how's this case even possible? Hachamayaski, that's how it's possible. Kagon, dezanse ishisa. The baby has some kind of fever, and it's sustained through the fever.
Somehow it's sustained.
It's,
that's nourishment through the fever?
Yeah. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ishita deman. Whose fever? Ilem ishita dide. Its own fever. Ihachi kol shiva boy. Do you need 7 days for that?
Yeah.
Right? Ella dezinase ishita deibe. It's being sustained from the sickness of the mother. I don't know what this means. That's only if it doesn't cry. But if it cries, then it could live. I'm not sure what that means.
Which one is it? Which answer is this one addressing?
No, it's the same answer, same case. When the baby's half out, half in, it cried. So that's another example of a baby. So you don't have to say that the baby is, that whether an RL before 8 days is an RL or not. Why not forget that question? We said that a baby will prevent you from eating the Karban Pesach. The answer is 5-6 answers here, all explaining, all funny cases, how the baby is not under 8 days old. Right? Okay.
No, it comes out.
Okay, next. Amar Yochanan and a new question now. RL Makabel Hazah. Can an RL, can you sprinkle an RL with the Paraduma? The Paraduma water, right? Says Rashi, RL, Yisrael Shenitma b'meis, or Yisrael that, sorry, Yisrael Shenitma b'meis, or Yisrael, who by the way doesn't have a brismila, for whatever reason, he's a 30-year-old man, and he went to a funeral, and he became Tamei, right? So, Shmekabel Hazal Litar Mitumaso, he still can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, because he's an RL. But can he get this Paraduma water now? Or can she email, and when he goes and gets himself a bris milah, ain't a tzarech lachzav lazos v'achol b'kachim. He won't have to be sprinkled again to eat kachim. Because he was sprinkled already now. V'lo amrin on hazah sarel es lo shmazah. And don't tell me that hazah of an RL is not considered hazah. Tosos wonders on top. Why would I think an RL can't get a Paraduma? What? Why not? Right?
Well, the question is, what's it used for? What does he need it for?
What?
The tumor.
For Tumma.
He went to, remember his funeral? Yeah, but he's talking about Yisroel. What does Yisroel need to be retired for?
What
do you mean? Funeral. He
went to a funeral. Right. Tell me. No, maybe his next door neighbor is a Kohen. You never know. Shekeimat Zinu ba'avosenu. Listen to this. We find our forefathers. Shekiblu hazah. They got paraduma. Kishayin arelim. When they were still arelim. Shenemar, because it says. Va'am olu milayardin be'esel achodesh arishon. On the 10th day, they went into the Yarden, right? They crossed over the Yarden. Now Basara, and they also had Paraduma before that. Basara lo mehili, they didn't get Bismillah on the 10th day, Mishum Chol Shad Urcha. Because you can't get the Bismillah and then go journey, it's too dangerous. Hazah Amos Avid Lahu. And when did they get the sprinkling? Lav, didn't they get it Kishahein Arelin? Didn't they get it before they got the Bismillah? So what do you see? It happened once before in history. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma lo Avid Pesach Klal. Well, who said maybe they didn't make a Pesach at all that year?
He did.
So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Lo so gadaitach, tichziv, the asas a Pesach. What was the question or thinking?
Yeah.
He asked a question like that. Tosfos asked that question. Maskev lo marzutra, v'dilma Pesach abo b'tumah avi. Maybe everybody was tumah. So the Gemara says, amalei ravashi, tanya behedya, malu v'tavlu v'asuchu p'tcheyem b'tahira. No, don't think that. Everyone was tar. Right? You see from here, by the way, that the component, the ingredient to going into Eretz Yisrael is having a bris milah. Without a bris milah, you can't be kona Eretz Yisrael. Because the only other nation that's fighting for Eretz Yisrael also has a bris milah. Right? They also have, it's a very deep thought. The whole fight is about bris milah. Right?
Yeah, but yes, the staff will learn that it's not considered bris milah.
That's today. And I'm an aleph.
Yeah. So they're not considered model.
But they have a bris milah. They have a bris milah.
What's the thought now? That wasn't a thought. There were no Muslims back then.
What?
There were no Muslims back then.
What do you mean? There were Yishma'ilim.
What?
There were Yishma'ilim.
They weren't considered anything.
They were?
Yeah, there was no Islam. There was no faith. There was no religion in that.
What do you mean? Yishma'il didn't have descendants?
I know, but they weren't.
They weren't unified.
What?
They weren't. They weren't. They were just tribes. They weren't unified.
And amongst their descendants, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. There are many members that say that Yishmael is getting a lot of credit because they have bris milah.
And davening.
Yeah, and davening. Right.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm a rabbi. Okay, I have to finish. I'm a rabbi. Yitzchak. I'm a rav. Lo nitna priya mila la Avram Avinu. Priya was not given to Avram Avinu. Okay, whatever that means. It's some kind of pulling back on the Arla. I don't know what it is exactly. Shinema be'ethi Yomar Hashem Yoshua Aseilacha Charuvos Chatzurim. Right.
I mean, the priya is when you
right. So that wasn't given to Avram Avinu. That was made up by Yeshua. Tosfos asks, how can you make up a new halacha? It wasn't made up. No, it was an asmacht. Okay. Dilma Hanach Dolomal Dichsev Kimulum Hayu Kol Am Hayotzim V'Kol Am Hayoludim. Maybe they didn't get a bismillah at all. Imkein, my shuv. What does it mean, shuv? Ella, rather, lav lepriya, it means priya. Umay shanis, why did it say it a second time? La kushe sof mila tchils mila. Ma tchils mila ba keves, af sof mila, ma akvim ba. Correct, correct. Yeah, but Tosva says, when we call makam avam para milasam.
It should be, right?
He did it anyway. He says even Erev Tavshila he kept. So he did it anyway. But the Rashi does say that he was old. He didn't do it.
No, because I'm saying the foreskin always went back and forth. Yishma, that was the first one we did it.
So Yishma, I don't think they do Priya today.
No.
They don't. They just do Bila. They don't do Priya.
Right.
He's already
13. Did not, yeah, but Yishmael has Bishmael at 13.
No,
yeah.
Yishmael, I'm saying nowadays.
That's what Yishmael said. Yishmael said to Yitzchak, you think you're so great there, Bismillah? I was at 13, I didn't complain. You're 8 days old, you don't care. So Yitzchak said, yeah, but if Hashem asks me to bring up for a carbon, I would do it. The problem is,
Yitzchak was a little bit older than 13 when he had his.
That's what Yitzchak said, I'll do an Akedah. The problem with that, Marshall is, that 13-year-old Arabs today get a Bismillah. And which one of us is ready to go die for an Akedah? That's why I think the Zohar says that the Yishmael has a mila over us. Because they still have a Bismillah at 13, and we're not ready to do an Akedah. Yitzchak said, oh, I'll do an Akedah. Yitzchak said it. We're not saying that. Right? And Yishmael still has a Bismillah at 13. Very interesting. Anyway, the Tnan Elohim HaTzitzit HaMa'akvin HaSamila. These are the tzitzin, the strands that are ma'akev, the basa achop es rov atara, the basa that surrounds most of the head of the organ. Vein ochel b'truma, you can't eat truma. Okay, no, we'll stop here. Oh no, one more line. Amar Ravina, vitam Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav, basa achop es rov gvoa shal atara. It's the basa that covers most of the organ. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.